definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the spoken logbook of Cornelia Cavendish. It is now over a year since we encountered the vile Lord Talbot again in the abandoned city of Carajar, the last contact we have had with the despicable cult over which Angela Gresley appears to preside. Dorothy, Sebastian, and Joy have travelled with me from Argentina to the Falkland Islands, one of the more distant lands under the British flag. Given the remoteness of these islands, there are very few modern amenities, so we have had to lease a small house here in Stanley Harbour. The voyages I have undertaken in the last few years have had a depleting effect on me, but I have successfully managed to hide this from my companions. I am increasingly tired and slow these days, but if they found out, then their morale would shatter and the quest would be lost. We only have one final voyage to make, and I pray I am up to the challenge. Our ship, which is coincidentally named The Quest, lies in the dock, a mere 50 meters from our house. I can see it from the porch where I take my breakfast. It arrived 2 days ago, and I went immediately to inspect it. Sebastian had procured its use through two old army friends of his, which did not inspire me with confidence. How exactly do you know these men? I asked.
They're good lads, Mrs. Cavendish,
he said.
We were on the Western Front together.
Oh, indeed. And how did that go?
Well,
he paused.
It could have gone better. Certainly it wasn't our fault, you understand. They're good lads.
So you keep saying. The ship itself seemed sturdy enough. I struck it on the hull with my cane and it made a pleasingly dull ring. We must be careful, of course. Joy has only just overcome her fear of water after that unfortunate incident with the iceberg in 1912. After my initial inspection of the ship, I brought her out to see it so that any lingering doubts could be expunged. You see, Joy, she's a formidable vessel, I said. Nothing to worry about.
Thank you, Cornelia, but I really am feeling better about the sea now. I'll be fine.
Are you sure? It's perfectly understandable for you to be scared. I struck the hull again so she could hear the assuring sound of its thick metal. I know you were a victim of an iceberg once. Where we're going, there'll be thousands of icebergs. I fixed her with a smile so that she might share my confidence. But we shall carve through all the icebergs in this ship. Imagine the sound of it. Icebergs bouncing off our sides in their hundreds. I whacked the hull again and again to enrich the image.
Thank you, Cornelia,
said Joy.
Please consider me comforted.
If you say so, my dear. Back at the house, Dorothy was preparing the rations and packing our equipment with the help of Sebastian. But I was awaiting the most important piece of a puzzle. With a knock on the door, I knew my secret weapon had arrived. I opened it with a flourish. Aha! I said. Jean Selim, what a pleasure to see you again. He was already wrapped in furs, although we were still a long way from the polar frost.
Madame Cavendish, it is a pleasure to see you too. When you invited me on the holiday, I did not think it would be so cold.
These are the best kinds of holidays, Jean Selim.
Wait,
interrupted Dorothy.
Holiday, Cornelia?
I'm glad to announce that Jean Selim shall be joining us on a holiday to defeat evil.
It's a quest, Cornelia.
A quest? Je ne comprends pas!
For us it is a quest, but for you, Jean Selim, it will be a stirring vacation. You will see the sights of Antarctica.
Sacre bleu, Antarctica?
and you can assist us in defeating the monstrous forces of evil at your leisure.
But this is like the tomb of Resnufis. No, I cannot do this. Madame Cavendish, we barely escaped the monsters before. I still have nightmares.
My dear Jean Salim, please, you have nothing to fear. We know where we are going, and when we meet Angela Gresley, the commander of the Underworld Army, we will serve her justice, and then the world will be at peace once again. We will be perfectly safe.
But this is madness. You surely cannot rule out violence.
Oh, I'm not ruling out violence, Jean-Céline. If anything, I'm ruling it in. But Sebastian will keep us safe. No harm will come to you. It is this sort of morale-boosting work that has been my role lately. It is regretful that I have had to gently cede the duties of real leadership to my daughter, but I think she is well suited to it, and I am proud of her. I thought I would be angry at Joy after her rash of keeping secrets from me, but I find I cannot muster up the fury that I would like. Clearly, Joy has been singled out by Angela's cult for some important purpose, but its nature remains opaque to us. Even as we chase these villains across the globe, tightening our net around them, I feel almost as if we are the ones being chased. It is now beyond doubt that the figure we encountered in the jungles of India was indeed my husband Brendel, and his claim that Sir Nigel Gresley brought me to Drakelow Hall at Brendel's request appears to be true. So my involvement in this quest has been ordained, and my companions have slipped with me into what may have been a long-reaching and diabolical trap. When were the seeds sown? Was it only just before Drakelow, 10 years ago? Or was it even earlier, when I first began my investigations into the occult? Or even earlier still, with the apparent death of Brendel. But perhaps it does not matter. Brendel may have revealed himself to be part of the Cabal, but I cannot believe that our love was a fraud. I did know him once, and I still mourn the death of that man I knew when the sea and the forces of evil took him from me. I dreamt about the stag again last night. In the forest beyond Drakelow, I walked for what felt like hours, the grass cold beneath my feet, my breath visible in the air. Although the sky was black, I could somehow still see the trees distinctly, their stillness suggesting that even time itself had frozen here. And in the clearing by the monolith, there was the stag. I started, even though I had been expecting its appearance, and it snorted at me. As I turned around, the surrounding trees had all become monoliths. Horrible, jagged things that reached up into the sky like they were determined to spear the heavens themselves. And then I awoke. Today we will board the quest and make our journey to Little Halkirk in Antarctica. This final adventure shall put to the test everything we have worked for, and I am still not sure that we will succeed, or how many of us will return. I have marked these vocal recordings to be sent back to England. I hope I will leave a greater legacy than these simple recordings, although it seems almost too much to hope that I can somehow save the world. I do not know who you are that listen to these investigations, but if you are listening, then maybe there is a chance that we succeeded. And perhaps, one day, you will hear the full story.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.